弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you again.
瑞雪兆丰年，今天的早晨的太阳好像格外的温暖。
Sun comes out and we feel much warmer than the past few days.
去年，也就是2015年10月份，联合国有一个重要的庆祝日子，大家有人知道吗？是什么日子？
Last October, the United Nations had a very important celebration. I don't know if anyone paid attention.
有没有知道的？
Anyone?
庆祝联合国70周年。
That was the 70th celebrate anniversary of the UN.
在全球庆祝联合国成立70周年的众多的活动中，有一项活动是在去年10月24号那一天的晚上。Thank you.
In many different celebration activities during that period of time, October 24th, there was a special event.
在全世界超过80个国家的境内，有350个标志性的建筑被联合国的官方颜色——联合国蓝打亮。
So in 350 large buildings across 80 nations, on the same day, all those buildings had the special light cast on them.
这是哪里？
And that's called a United Nations blue.
啊，许许多多的地方啊。
Those are all famous or monumental buildings.
1945年6月26号，联合国宪章签字仪式在美国旧金山的一个老兵战争博物馆举行。
On June 26, 1945. The Constitution of the United States, United Nations was signed in the building of Veteran Memorial.
70年之后的去年6月26号，联合国秘书长潘基文出席了在旧金山的纪念仪式，并且在媒体上发表讲话。
And 70 years later, the Secretary of UN, Ban Ki-moon, made.announcement and he wrote a memorial article.
那他在媒体上的纪念文章说，联合国的组建就是为了避免另一次世界大战。
And he said that the purpose of establishing the United Nations is to avoid another world war.
而且他成功地完成了这一核心的使命。
And so far, the UN has achieved that core mission.
然而，我们十分清醒地认识到，当今世界存在许多的伤痛、冲突，有剥削，还有绝望。
However, we are fully aware of the world that is still filled with many sorrows, conflicts, exploitation, and despair.
况且目前至少有5950万人背井离乡。
And even so far, there are 59.5 million people.
至于当今难民、流离失所者、寻求庇护者人数之多，超过了第二次世界大战结束以来任何的时候。
Such a high number of refugees who are seeking for a place to live and seeking for asylum, it exceeded all the records since World War II.
而且就在今天，我们打开电视，打开，翻开报纸。上到网站上，随时依然可以目睹那些暴力极端分子和其暴行在世界各地继续上演。
Also, we continue to see the violent acts of the extremists on a daily basis when we turn on any type of media.
那潘基文秘书长在文章的最后强调说，联合国宪章所承载的价值观念。
Secretary Bond wrote the last paragraph of his article.
尊严、平等权利、容忍和自由，依然是全世界人民心中的准绳。
He said, he wrote that the value of the United Nations, including dignity, equality, tolerance, and freedom, are still the standard in the hearts of worldwide people.
大家记住联合国的这个承载的价值观，尊严、平等权利、容忍和自由。
Again, those values include dignity, equality, tolerance, and freedom.
人民有信仰，民族有希望，国家有力量。
People has belief, the race has hope, and nation has strength.
这是中国国家主席习近平在去年二月份的一次会议上讲话中所强调的。
And this is what Chinese President Xi Jinping talked about in February of 2015 in one of the meetings.
这个呢，已经在中国大陆的大街小巷都出现了那些标语牌子。
So those slogans appear in almost every valley. In
那这是怎样的信仰呢？
So what does that mean? People have belief.
习大大在讲话中说得很明确。
President Xi said clearly.
一个国家一个民族要同心同德迈向前进，必须有共同的理想信念做支撑。
And he said, one nation,
一个声音
one race,
一个调子
one people, if they want to have a united heart and mind, they must have a common belief.
据报道，在中国浙江省内有政府出面强行拆除教堂顶部的十字架的行动，截止从2013年开始，截止2014年年底暂告一段落的时候呢，当时不完全统计，说是已经拆除了大约400多个十字架。
According to various reports, the Chinese government in the Zhejiang province has already taken down about 400 crosses on the top of churches by the end of 2014.
但是在去年二月份，习大大讲话一发表以后，大家哇！各宗派欣喜。
So the religious group were pretty happy about President Xi's talk about people need to have their belief.
但是两个月之后，也就是2015年4月开始到11月底，浙江拆除教堂顶部的十字架的行动再起。
However,just to the opposite of their expectation, from April to November of 2015, the government resumed their actions of taking down crosses.
据不完全统计，前后累计拆除了1500多座教堂顶部的十字架，甚至有些教堂也被拆除。
According to not complete statistics, they have taken down more than 1,500 crosses and even tear down some churches.
并且伴随的是有信徒、有传道人被打伤、被抓进监狱。
And persecuted those believers and pastors, even beat them up, put them in jail.
那生活在这一个自由的国度，我们作为信徒，还有包括在这里在座的一些朋友们，我们怎么样来思想这个信仰
？So when we have freedom to believe any religion in this country here, how can we understand what the Chinese president said that people need to have a belief or a faith?
联合国宪章所承载的价值观。尊严、平等权利、容忍和自由如何实现？
So how can the five values that we talked about from the UN Constitution can really be implemented in real world.
盼望今天借着诗篇一百一十一篇这两节经文，我们从一个主题，就是上帝所赐万国万民的福音，能够盼望这个主题能够带给我们一些思考。
So I hope today we can use the two verses that we just read to think about how those values, those common values from every people can be implemented.
诗篇一百一十七篇是整个一百五十篇诗篇中最短的一首诗。
Psalm 117 is the shortest psalm in 150 psalms.
也是全本六十六卷圣经中最短的一章经文。
It's also the shortest chapter in all books in the Bible.
但是它却以最简明的方式一语道出了对创造宇宙万物上帝的赞美和感恩。
In its simplicity, it clearly indicates or presents the praises and thanksgiving to the Creator God.
我们为什么要赞美？为什么要感恩这位上帝
？Why should we give our praises and thanksgiving to the Lord？
因为上帝所赐下的救恩是给天底下的万国万民的每一个人。
It is because He, the Lord, has given His salvation or the gospel.All nations and all peoples.
刚才我们大家一起读的经文呢，叫和合本圣经，是有三个老外、两个老中，花费了二十九年主持翻译，在一九一九年的时候出版发行的。
The passage we read in Chinese version, or the Union version, was translated.By two Chinese and three Westerners, they spent 29 years to finish up their masterpiece. It was published in 1919.
1890年开始翻译。
Therefore, they started since 1890.
那从1983年开始呢？这就是和合本啊，我们用的。一八一九年出版的，从一九八三年开始，有三十多位来自中国大陆、香港、台湾、马来西亚、新加坡等地的华人学者，耗费了二十七年的时间，于2010年完成了和合本的修订版。我这一本是修订版。
So in 2010.A group of people finished up the revision of that Union version, and those people spent 27 years, starting from
1983.
So if we contrast or compare the difference, the only difference is the last phrase.
我有幸得到了一本2006年马里逊来华200周年纪念版的羊皮本的新约圣经，当时刚刚出来的新约修订版。
That I got a copy of the Chinese Bible that was translated by Morrison 200 years ago.
其实我悄悄在这里跟大家讲，我觉得这个还不够。
But to my own knowledge, I think it's still not a perfect translation of the original script.
天主教思高本。阿雷路亚，阿雷路亚。
And this is the Catholic Chinese Bible.
思高本中文圣经是有生意。意大利的天主教方济会的，大家称他叫雷神父，他的生命结晶。
So this Catholic Chinese version was translated by the Italian Catholic priest, Franciscan priest. His name is Blessed Gabriel Elifa, OFN.
他在18岁的时候，在意大利的家乡就有一个萌生了一个念头，说中国人没有中文圣经，我要去那里帮助他们翻译一本。
Since 18 years old, he has that aspiration to translate Chinese Bible.
潜心的学习，24岁的时候被差派到中国大陆。
At age 24, he was sent to China.
38岁的时候，在北京成立了四高圣经学会，并开始着手翻译中文圣经。
And he started to translate the Chinese Bible at age 38 by establishing a Bible Academy.
1948年之后，从北京辗转香港、罗马、耶路撒冷，又去给教皇申请资金等等经费等等，又回到香港，历经了15年。 又在香港经过了9年的大家一起的编修之后，终于在1968年完成出版了四高本圣经。
Starting from 1948, he went through Hong Kong, Rome, Jerusalem, and then 15 years later, in Hong Kong, and then he spent another 9 years. Finally, in 1968, finished up and published this.
而且这位雷神父。 1976年，69岁回天家，他的遗体就安葬在香港。
He passed away in 1976 at age 69, and he was buried in Hong Kong.
诗篇中有一类诗被称为哈利诗或者哈利路亚诗。
In the Psalms, there are a group of Psalms that are called the Hali or Hallelujah Psalms.
而诗篇117篇是最典型的，首尾都有哈利路亚的赞美诗。
This 117 that we read is a typical Hallelujah song. It started with Hallelujah and ends with Hallelujah.
我查遍了所有的中文翻译的译本，唯有四高本精准地把这个翻译出来。
I checked quite a few Chinese versions of Bible and I believe that it's the Catholic version that has the most accurate translation.
我稍微费了一点功夫，把这个希伯来文的原文给大家打出来。这个呢，阿里路亚，阿里路亚一样，开始后边都有。
The Hebrew original script, the Old Testament, you can see that. The words are the same. It starts with Alleluia and ends with Alleluia.
希伯来文是从右到左来书写的。
Hebrews is just like Chinese, that goes from right to left.
那现在呢，我们就以赞美和感恩的心，细细来体味110篇这首诗篇。
Now let's take time to enjoy this psalm that was written.
我们先从第二节来思想，上帝所赐永恒的真理和救恩。Let's
look at verse 2 first, about the eternal truth and salvation provided by God.
诗篇117篇2节，因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。Verse
2 says, For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
修订版我也打出来。修订版后边是哈利路亚。
You can see the revised Union Version, the last phrase is Hallelujah that replaces Praise the Lord.
那从这两个版本，我们应该明白了哈利路亚是什么意思。 Yeah. 哈利路亚就是赞美耶和华，赞美主。
So by now you should have fully understand Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
耶和华是上帝的名字。
Jehovah is the name of the Lord.
它的含义是自有、拥有、 独一的意思。
Jehovah means, he exists by himself, and he is everlasting, and he is unique.
所以诗篇一百一十七篇是在呼召人们向这位自由拥有独一的上帝耶和华发出赞美。
So Psalm 117 is to call people to honor this God who is everlasting and exists by himself forever.
赞美的原因可以归结为两个方面。
The reason that we should give him praises.
一个呢，就是他有极大的临到我们的什么呀？慈爱。
The first one is that his love is great toward us.
那这里写到大是慈爱，大到什么程度啊？
So let's see how great is his love.
因为这个大字它本身含有强壮有力的意思。
Because this great, is from the meaning of strong, powerful.
除了和合本翻译为大是慈爱之外，在其他版本的经文中呢，翻译中我找出来几个。
Let me show you other translations, Chinese translations about how great is his love.
你看有慈爱多么坚强，兼爱甚宏大，慈爱极大，慈爱是何等深厚，仁爱厚加，仁爱多么深广等等。
Okay, let me try. Love is so strong, so grand, to the extreme, deep and thick, very deep, deep and wide.
我们看两节经文，创世纪七章十九，还有，哎呦，那后边是，应该是二十一。水是在地上极其浩大，就是这个字。水是浩大，在地上一百五十天。
Maybe we can relate to this greatness using the Noah's water.
二十四节。
From Genesis 7, they rose greatly on the earth. And 24, and the waters prevailed upon the earth, and 150 days.
在撒迦利亚书十章六节、十二节，我要坚固，就是这个词，犹大家，拯救约瑟家。令他们归回。十二节，我必使他们依靠我得以坚固，一举一动必奉我的名。这是耶和华说。
And on Zechariah chapter 10, 6 and 12, here you see strengthen. Strengthen.
那这个慈爱我们知道大到一个什么程度，那慈爱的含义是什么，弟兄姐妹？
So we just described the greatness, but what is the love?
站在父母的角度呢，往往是以俯视的这个视觉来界定慈爱的，是不是？当了父母之后。
So if you have been a parent, you tend to look at love using an angle that you're looking down and look at your children.
但是年轻的父母呢，我们对慈爱是一种付出。随着我们年轻的父母也做老了以后呢，孩子也长大了，我们又该怎么样呢？希望我的慈爱有回报。
When we were young, we take care of kids, and we feel that we are giving them love. But when we age, we feel that we are expecting the love to return to us.
况且有些老人呢，是谨小慎微的看着孩子的眼睛，你是不是给我回点慈爱呀？
There are many, many old people now, they are looking forward to the return of the love that they have given to their children.
那站在儿女的立场上，往往是用仰视的这个角度来体味这个慈爱。
But from the perspective of the children, they tend to look at love using an angle that's looking up.
年幼的时候呢，就是索取，你应该爱我，应该给我施慈爱。
When children were young, they feel that they need to take love. They feel they are take it for granted, so to speak.
哇，到了中年以后，我们中间有许多中年的弟兄姐妹，一边呢向下边施慈爱，一边呢向上面还得回报慈爱。
And we have many middle-aged brothers and sisters over here. You can relate to what I'm saying. On one hand, you have to take care of the young. On the other hand, you have to take care of your elders, looking up.
一边还揪心，我这些孩子们将来会不会给我回报慈爱
？At the same time, you also worry or concern whether someday in the future your children will return the love to you.
一个是俯视的，一个仰视的，有没有第三种对慈爱的界定
？So those two angles, one looking upwards, the other one looking downwards, is there a third perspective or angle?
就是以旁观者的心态。看邻居，看他人，看朋友，看他们所施的慈爱。
The third one is from a bystander's point of view, the third person, spectator's point of view, look at others.
那我们所有在座的，我们是不是首先以第三者的立场，以旁观者的心态来界定？那位上帝所施的慈爱。
So maybe we can take this bystander, the third party's point of view, to look at or define what is God's love.
上帝，你说你施慈爱，让我来看一下。
Okay, Lord, God, you say you love people. Let me examine.
然后呢，我们又站到哪一个立场上了？站到儿女的立场上，然后给上帝布置任务，给我施点这慈爱吧，给我施点那慈爱吧，以索取的心态去界定上帝的慈爱。如果我索取不到或者没有满足我的心态，信不信你？
Then we can stand on the perspective of the children and ask, the Lord give us the love.Give us this love. If something that we ask and he did not grant to us, then should I continue to trust him?
我们现在来看看慈爱这个希伯来词儿它本身的含义。
So let's look at the definition of love or grace.
它的含义有救赎，有保全，有守约的含义。
In the Hebrew, love means save.Protect, keep the covenant.
而且这个慈爱的本身呢，它的内涵包括丰盛的、广大的、长久的、良善的等等多种的层面。
It also has many implications, such as abundant, wide, long, good. There are many, many rich dimensions.
许多朋友，包括做了基督徒多年之后的信徒。看旧约圣经，对那里边对神的慈爱看不出来，看到的是什么？打打杀杀，不理解，接受不了，甚至还会产生反感。
Many friends, including some Christians, even after they believe in Christ, they look at the Old Testament. They said, "I cannot see God's goodness or love." What I saw, most of them is just killing. So I don't understand. Sometimes they became resentful.
2011年，有一位名叫大卫·杰的美国年轻的自由时尚摄影师。
In year 2011, there was a young photographer called David J.
他出版了一本他自己拍摄的名为《斯卡》的专题摄影画册。
So he published an album of his photos called The Scar Project.
并且在各地相继的推出摄影展览。
And it shows around the world.
摄影专题所展示的是他利用了很多年的时间拍摄了50位。乳腺癌患者手术之后幸存者的照片。
He showed more than 50 survivors of breast cancer.
那根据统计，原发性的乳腺癌是15到40岁女性癌症死亡的首要原因。
According to statistics, breast cancer is the chief problem to females age 15 to 40.
那参与这个 SCARS 拍摄项目的女性都是早期发现的乳腺癌患者。术后的幸存者，他们年龄大约都是在18到35岁之间。
So most of the participants that were taken the picture, were in the age of 18 to 35, and they were all survivors of breast cancer.
那 David 他说，拍摄这个项目的主要目的是在于提高人们对乳腺癌的危机意识，希望能够早期发现，早期治疗。
This author said that his purpose is to raise the awareness so that people can take examination as soon as possible.
你看他这乳癌，他这个展览有一个口号说，乳癌不是粉红丝带。
His slogan, one of the slogans, is that breast cancer is not a pink strip.
因为他的意思是他拍的都是一些平民百姓，不像那些用粉丝带那个纪念，每年10月份纪念乳癌的活动宣传日，请的都是那些明星啊，一些化妆品公司啊等等。
His point is that what he took pictures upon were all ordinary people. It's not a celebrity that followed that pink ribbon movement.
请问，问题来了，如果你是乳腺癌患者或者是乳癌患者的亲人，
My question for you is that if you were one of the cancer patients or their families,
你会不会对那些拿着刀的医生愤怒地大喊说，你怎么这么狠心，这么没有爱心呢？你怎么能向女人最值得自豪的地方下刀呢？
Were you blame on the doctors who did the operation to the woman?
在手术台上医生切去的是什么？
What was the thing that was cut off by the doctor?
是能够置人于死命的癌变的身体组织或者是器官。
The physicians cut off the cancer of tissue.
一刀刀下去，有疼痛，有流血，有身体完整性的损失。但是，体现的是什么
？The patient definitely suffered, but.
是上帝借着医生的手对患者的救赎和保全。
But doctors did this to save the life of the patient.
上帝在旧约时代对以色列民的教训是对他们生命的救赎保全，是对他们守约而体现的什么呀？刚才那几个词儿：丰富的、广大的、长久的、良善的、慈爱。
So.In the same way, in the Old Testament, what we saw and what we read is about God's teaching of His chosen people, Israel. It's His plan through their life, salvation, protection, keeping the covenant, and it illustrated God's love in His many abundant, great, long, and good, everlasting dimensions.
诗篇117篇第二节，这里呼召人们向自由拥有独一的上帝发出赞美的原因。另外一方面呢
？The second reason that the Psalm 117 has people to give God the praise
是他的信实永远长存。
The second reason is that because his faithfulness is everlasting.
信实。
Faithfulness.
我们先来认识一下经文，这里描写 耶和华的信实或者是诚实，它的含义包括哪些？
Let's understand what faithfulness or honesty means.
它有坚固、有忠实、有真实的含义。
Firmness, faithfulness, truth.
具体的表现就是确实的、可靠的、稳定性、持续性的、忠实的、可靠的、具有真实性的。
And it can be illustrated by sureness, reliability, stability, continuance, faithfulness, reliableness, and truth.
那这是信实诚实，那到永远，我们再认识一下这个永远。
And then what is eternal?
这个永远的含义是长期、古代、未来、永远、始终、不朽的。
Long duration and antiquity, futurity.Forever, ever, and everlasting.
如果对古代来讲，它是古代的长期的一个描
述。So you can talk about the past.
过去的。
In the past, the past.
那未来的呢？它又始终存在，又是无限或永无止境的未来，就是永恒。
Or you can indicate to the future, which will continue.
你看我们在其他的经文里边，《生命记》32-7节。你当追想上古之日，思念历代之年。
We can see how those words used in other scripture. For example, Deuteronomy 32:7. Remember the days of old, and see that the generations long past.
历代之上16章36节，耶和华以色列的上帝从亘古直到永远，是应当称颂的，都是这个。
And in 1 Chronicles, praise to, be to the God, to the Lord, the God of Israel, from ever, I think it's the last thing.
所以由此来认识耶和华上帝的信实、可靠、真实性的永远长存，已经超过了时间的范畴。
So those are illustrated that the love of the Lord, exists beyond the domain of time.
包括过去、现在。未来是属于永无止境的、永恒的层面。
Including past, present, and future.
所以这就是另外两段诗篇里面的经文所描写的。诗篇36篇5章，耶和华你的慈爱上帝逐天，你的信是达到穹苍。还有57篇10节，因为你的慈爱高及逐天，你的诚实达到。
We can also see in other Psalms this everlasting forever is used about God's faithfulness and His love.
所以纵观圣经，这就是上帝透过这本圣经写给我们的一把手的故事。
So you can say that this is.What God has written to us about this story of a hand.
一把手，神、人、罪、恩、信。
In the hand, the five fingers indicate five dimensions.
拇指。
Man, sin, grace, and faith.
拇指，上帝创造宇宙万物，神。
The thumb is God created.
实指人是被造物中上帝看为最可贵的。
Second finger, index finger, is that man is the most precious thing in God's eyes.
中指罪人违背了上帝的旨意，犯罪被上帝赶出了伊甸园。
The middle one is sin, and that is man disobeyed God's will.Therefore, they were kicked out from Eden.
无名指，恩，上帝差派他的独生子耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，以十字架的牺牲带来了救恩。
The finger number four is the salvation that God sent His begotten Son Jesus Christ to the world, and He sacrificed Himself on the cross to give us salvation.
小拇指，信，人唯有借着信认罪而悔改， 才能够回到伊甸园，而得到那永恒的慈爱的生命的救恩。
The smallest finger is that we need to repent our sins, we recognize, confess our sins and repent and have the faith so that we can return to Eden and have this eternal salvation.
这就是诗篇117篇第二节经文所提示给我们的。上帝是永恒的真理和救恩，也是为什么我们要高喊哈利路亚的原因之一。
And this is why we have to, we need to say Hallelujah, because this is what God has given us eternal truth and salvation.
接下来我们要回到诗篇117篇第一节，一起来认识一下。
Now, let's turn our attention to the first verse.
一起来认识一下上帝所赐万国万民的福音。
First verse indicates the gospel that God grants to all nations and people.
诗篇117篇一节，万国呀，你们都当赞美耶和华；万民呢，你们都当颂赞他。
Here we see, praise the Lord, all you nations, exalt him, all you people.
所以按照四高本的翻译，开始应该说哈利路亚。
According to the Catholic translation, it should start with Hallelujah.
那前面我们说诗篇117篇在呼召人们向那位自由拥有独一的上帝耶和华发出赞美。
So earlier we said, verse, this song is calling people to give their praises.
刚才分享的第二节经文呢，可以说是邀请发出赞美的原因。
And verse 2 indicates the reason why we give the Lord praises.
而第一节这里是邀请发出赞美的对象。
The first verse, on the other hand, indicates the object who should receive this praises.
向谁发出邀请？万国万民。
This invitation is invitation to pray is all people and all nations.
万国这个词本身包含了国家和人民双层的含义，列国万民。
All nations include different countries and their people.
那万民呢？这个民指的是范围很小的。含义是就是一些小的人民、小的支派的意思。
The peoples here indicate a smaller domain that include race, ethnic groups, or tribes.
所以修订本呢翻译是万族，那你看，四高是一切民族。
The revised version indicates all the tribes or All tribes.
那我在这里想强调的就是这个民族，这个民族在旧约圣经中只出现了三次，除了这个地方以外，另外两个地方我们看一下它是什么含义。
So this word people only appears or tribes only appears three times in the Old Testament.
创世纪25:16是12族，很小啊。
So in Genesis 25, it indicates the 12 tribes of the Israel.
民数记25里边记载呢，是一个宗族。
Numbers 25 indicates another tribe.
但是在犹太人的传统中，却将这两个字就是国和民。想当然的界定为什么呀？界定为希伯来人的国，以色列国，希伯来，以色列犹太人。
But to the Jews, they take it for granted and think that the nations and peoples really only refer to themselves.
在他们的字典里边，耶和华上帝呢的救恩单单是为他们所赐下。
Because in their dictionary, They think that God's salvation is only reserved for the Jews.
其实在我们在读圣经的时候，除了你看到这些打打杀杀之外，在字里行间，以色列人对外人的歧视、轻视，那些行为一再的受到上帝的教训。
But you can see actually in the Old Testament, beyond those killings, that the law has condemned the Israelites on the way that they despise the Gentiles.
只是他们，也许还包括我们，视而不见，闻而不听。
Unfortunately, the Jews, the Israelites don't listen, did not listen to the law, and it may even affect us.
最典型的例子就是在旧约时代，一个叫约拿的先知。
And typical example is seen in the book of Jonah.
约拿书一章一到三节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去。”向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的罪恶达到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他市去躲避耶和华。
The book of Jonah started with the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
约拿躲避的原因是因为尼尼微是古代亚述帝国的首都，那亚述尼尼微的国民是非希伯来人的外邦人。
So Jonah ran away from God because he has no burden to save Nineveh.
所以当时约拿呢，在他心目中巴不得那些信奉外邦神假神，而且不断侵扰他们以色列国的尼尼微城早日。
Because he wished that Nineveh will be destroyed by the Lord as soon as possible, because Nineveh is really an enemy to Israel.
所以他听到上帝这个命令，他就跑，往相反的方向跑。
Therefore, he escaped from his mission.
那在经历了风浪和船难落水，被海里大鱼吞吃，又吐到岸上之后。
Then, if you know the story about Jonah, you know that he was his boat was sink, and then he was swallowed by the big fish, and then spit out to the shore.
那上帝再次命令约拿去向尼尼微国民宣告上帝对他们的警告。
And God summoned Jonah to go to Nineveh again, and this time he went.
他无奈之下勉强去了。结果呢？尼尼微国王、人民认罪悔改，耶和华就赦免了他们的罪。
And then the Lord spared Nineveh because the king and all his leaders and all people they repented for their sins.
得到这个消息之后，你看他愤怒啊！结果最后耶和华就又教训了他。
Jonah was very upset about this Nineveh being saved. So then he was taught another big lesson by the Lord.
那到了新约时代，跟随耶稣三年之久的十二个使徒中的彼得，大家都很熟悉。
Then quickly forward fast to the New Testament time, we know that Peter had followed Jesus for 3 years, and he.Obeyed and received the Great Commission before the Lord ascended.
那在他们遵守耶稣复活升天之前，颁布大使命，将福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚传向地极的时候，他也有犹豫。
Peter hesitated whether he should share gospel with Gentiles, with non-Israelites.
他犹豫把福音传给外邦人。
He was not sure whether the salvation is for the Gentiles.
结果上帝呢，通过赐给他异象，又被保罗当面训斥了之后，才逐渐开始放胆，把福音传向外邦人。这是彼得。
But the Lord gave him that vision from the heaven, And he was also rebuked, scolded by Paul, his co-workers. And then afterwards, Peter started to boldly share the gospel with non-Israel.
所以今天有许多人心中有一个谜团，就是上帝为何要拣选以色列人？
So today, many people may have this thought in their mind. Why did God choose Israel?
其实我们在读这个圣经的故事，看到圣经正是通过以色列民的故事来告诉我们，上帝拣选以色列民做他的子民，不是因为他们有公义，他们公正，而是借着一个民族向普世的人显明他的慈爱，最终是要完成他对人的救恩计划。
God chose Israelites not because they are more righteous than other people, but rather from this small nation, God wants to show His love and His salvation to the world.
我们来看以赛亚书42:6-7，我耶和华凭公义招你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，是你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领做黑暗的出监牢。
You look at Isaiah 42:6, it says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make youTo be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
结果古代以色列人辜负了上帝的心意，没有尽到做盐做光的责任，而且一而再再而三的背逆上帝，以自己的行动。我们可以说是谱写了一起不断陷入罪中而导致上帝的公义的审判的悲壮的生命的交响曲。
But you know the result, that the Israelites continue to disobey God's will. Rather than be a sword and light in the world, they continue to run away from God's will, and then finally they suffer the consequences.And it's just like a very sorrowful symphony.
但是以色列民的悖逆失职，并没有，也不可能阻挡上帝对人类的救恩计划。
However, the failure of the Israelites did not prevent God and cannot prevent God from His plan to save this world.
我们来看罗马书15:8-11，多次的引用旧约圣经里边对外邦人的拯救。你看，尤其是在11，所有的外邦人呢要颂赞主，万民呢你们要颂赞他，就是引自111:1。
You can see that here in New Testament Romans 15:11, says, "And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles."And sing praises to him, all you peoples.
充满了对世界万邦万民万族的那个拯救慈爱的心。
You can see God's heart and His salvation is for all nations and peoples.
那最后我们再来看一段经文，创世纪12:1-3。
And let's conclude with this Genesis 12:1.
耶和华当时呢，呼召亚伯兰离开本地本族本家，说：“我必叫你成为大国，地上的万族都要因你得福。”
He told Abram that I will make you into a great nation, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
所以上帝早在亚伯拉罕的时候，就借着亚伯拉罕向万国万民。立下了赐福的那个约。
So you can see that long time ago, God had established this covenant with Abraham.
我想让大家了解这个国字呢，是和我们诗篇117篇里边的国字是同一个字。
And I want you to know that this great nation on verse 2 is the same word used in Psalm 117.
但是这个词用的呢, 和我们诗篇里边, 111篇里边的族是不一样的。
But on the other hand, the people in verse 3 is different from the one used in Psalm 117.
你看这个族的意思是部族、家族。
This people means a smaller family or clan, tribe.
但它还有一个广义的意思，是指国家和人民。
But it also has a broader meaning, means nation or people.
而这个字在圣经中，旧约圣经中出现了200多次。
This word appears more than 220 times.
那刚才我们提到。 诗篇117篇第一节的万民那个名字呢，在其他经文中只出现两次，而且指的是某某族、某某宗族非常小的。
So you can see that verse 1 of Psalm 117, that word refers to a smaller domain of people.
那这是否意味着我们来思想？ 那位自由、永有、独一的上帝耶和华所发出的救赎、保全、守约的慈爱和信实，是要遍及到世界的每一个角落的。So
maybe we can think this way, that God's salvation is to be prevailed, to go into every corner in this world.
不论国籍。 不论种族、肤色、国家的大小、种族的多寡、贵贱、贫富等等，所有的人类都是耶稣基督福音救赎的对象。这就是我们从诗篇111篇一节里边所应该体会到的。The
salvation is for everyone, every human being, regardless of income, race, nation, color of skin.
美国加州洛杉矶北部有一个小城，哥伦戴尔，就在小城里边的一个小小的房车式的公寓内，1942年有几个家庭成立了一个小的协会，叫 威克里夫圣经翻译会。The famous
Wycliffe Bible Translation Association was established in 1942 in a small house. In this small city called Glendale, north of Los Angeles. And now it has expanded to more than 60 countries and more than 100 institutions.
圣经翻译的,
to do the international translation of Bible.
那这个图片呢，显示的是他们2015年最新的一个报告。
And this is the most update report from that translation organization.
目前全球约有，据统计，约有7000种活跃使用中的语言，7000种。
According to their statistics, currently there are more than 7,000 actively used languages.
那我们来看看，拥有整本 新旧约圣经的只有554种语言。
And only 554 languages have the whole Bible, both the Old and New Testament.
仅仅拥有新约圣经的1333种语言。
For the 1333 languages have only the New Testament.
那仅仅拥有单册或部分经卷的有1045种语言。
The other 1045 languages only have some books in the Bible.
所以以上这三项加起来，也就是说，目前全球7000种语言中有机会读到圣经的，只有2932种语言的人群。
In other words, only 2900 some languages have the Bible.
愿上帝赐福并兴起更多能够参与圣经翻译的人们。May
the Lord bless and have more people participated in Bible translation.
是上帝救恩的好消息能够早日的传遍世界的每一个角落。
So God's good news gospel can be spread to every corner of earth.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
我们一起喊，哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.